This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Mas Rochel Bas Menachem Manis, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's your...
Chof Kimmel Elo, Thursday, the 29th of August, Rabbi David Tukatav. Did Fluffy really have to die? Hashkocha on people and animals.
Okay, so I'd like to start with a vote on the parasha. Atem nitzovim hayoim, kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. You are all standing in front of Hashem. Roshaychem, shivteichem, zikneichem, v'shoytreichem, koil ish Yisrael. Every single yid is being entered into a bris, into a covenant, a pact with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tapchem nesheichem, and then it says, Mechaytei veitzecho, from your woodchopper at shayev meimecho until your water drawer. So I saw in a sefer the Be'er Moshe from the Ozarov Rebbe, who ended his days as a Rebbe in Tel Aviv after the Second World War. The Be'er Moshe asked two questions. Number one, we've just said, Kol Ish Yisrael, every single yid is included in this covenant with Hashem. Why do we now go and say, from the woodchopper to the water drawer? You've already included everybody. They're included already. So why mention them? Secondly, it says, from your woodchopper until your water drawer. Now, 1 minute. These people surely are at the same echelon of society. They probably have a similar salary. If you'd say from your chief justice of your courts all the way to your street cleaner, then I'd understand. But what does it mean, from your woodchopper to your water drawer? So the Be'er Moshe, the Ozarova, says the following incredible answer. He says, if we think in the Torah, so who is the woodchopper? The woodchopper is Avraham Avinu, Vayaboka Atzei Eila, when he was on his way, thinking he was going to Shecht, Binchos, Yechidcho, his only son. He got there and he chopped wood to prepare himself for this mitzvah. Avraham Avinu is the woodchopper. Who is the water drawer? So Eliyahu Hanavi on Har HaKarmel made a competition, a challenge with the Nevi'ei HaBaal, these idol worshippers. And he said, if you're right, then let fire descend from Shomayim and consume your offering. And if I'm right, that Hashem Huhu Elikim, then let fire come down and consume my offering. And it says that the idols, the Nevi'ei HaBaal, they cried and they hurt themselves and they begged and they tried to get their god Baal, their idol, to send fire down from heaven and consume their offering. And nothing helped. And then Eliyahu HaNavi in the afternoon, that's why we say Mincha is suppressed, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him at Mincha time. Eliyahu HaNavi, it was his turn. So he stepped up towards the pyre. But he said, I want to make it as unlikely as possible that the offering can be consumed. So he drew water from the river. And he put water all over the korbanos and all over the woods and all over the mizbeach. And then he said, Aneini Hashem Aneini. And fire came down from Shomayim and consumed the offering. And everybody said, Hashem Hu Elikim. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mavaseh HaGeula. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Jew at the end of time. He is the one there in the final generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eliyahu HaNavi Yishlach Loris, Eliyahu HaNavi Zochor Latov Yivaseh Lanu. He'll be the one who'll tell us about the Geula. He'll be the one to say, did you hear? Moshiach's come. And he will be said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of time. So that's what it means, says the Ozrova. Kol Ish Yisrael refers to all the Jews that were there then. But this bris, this special relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, goes Mechaytei Veitzecha, from your woodchopper, all the way from Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, who showed how he wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how dedicated he was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechaytei Veitzecha, from your woodchopper, ad shayev meimecho, until the water drawer, until the Jew at the end of time, Eliyahu HaNavi, in our generation, Be'ez Hashem, will be Mavasa the Gula. Every single Yid is included in this special bris, this special pact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made with Klal Yisrael. So that is a short, but very powerful, to me, a vote to start us off. I'd like to speak today about the topic of Hashkocha, the topic of loosely translated as divine providence, but we'll see that it means a great deal more than that. You see, Hashgacha is something which is one of the yesodos of our emunah. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, He's involved in everything that's going on in the world, and we see many psukim that tell us this, many Ma'amari Chazal which tell us this. But there seems to be quite a lot of, quite a large area of misunderstanding. Where do we say Hashgacha applies? To whom does this concept of Hashgacha apply? So, an example, somebody told me in the news at the moment, they're culling thousands of badgers all over England. Not such a great badger lover, you shouldn't get the wrong end of the stick over here. I'm not such a badger lover, I mean very, very nice, but they're culling 5,000 badgers. And the question is HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding that this badger over here, this badger will live? And this badger over there in Shropshire, this badger will die? How does it work? Is there Hashgacha over individual animals as well? And hence the topic, the title of the main bulk of the shir, did Fluffy really have to die? A person has a pet Fluffy. Did Fluffy really have to die? Where's the Hashgacha? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Fluffy, the time has come for you to go to that great, pet sanctuary in Shomayim. Thank you very, very much. Did Fluffy, was Fluffy's number up? So, is the Hashgacha over individual animals as well? So, let's see, B'Syata D'Shmaya, a number of sources that we will make our way through. Number one, the concept of Hashgacha in general, divine providence, we say in Tehillim, Mishomayim Hibet Hashem, Hashem looks out from Shomayim. Ra'a Eskal B'nei Ha'adam, he sees all of mankind. Mimchain Shivtai, from the abode where he rests, Hishkiach El Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz, he is guiding all of the dwellers of the earth. Hayotzer Yachad Lebom, he created them all their hearts together. Hamevin Al Kol Ma'aseim, he understands everything that's going on. We know the Rambam tells us that we see from here, Hashem knows even what's going on in our thoughts. We say it says in Mishlei Perikach, May Hashem mitzadei gover. From Hashem, all the footsteps of mankind, as we think when we make the bracha and brachas hashacha, Hameichem mitzadei gover, we think we know where we're walking, we think we're in charge. No, Hashem is Hameichem mitzadei gover. Hashem is really in control of exactly where we're going. The Gemara says in Masechta Chulin Daf Zayin Amud Beis from Rabbi Chanina, "Ein Adam Noikef Etzbo Milmato, Ela Imkei Machriz Milov Milmalo." That nobody even bashes their finger down here, down below in this world. Nobody gets any of those little annoying pains unless it was already proclaimed from Shomayim. And the Gemara says in Masechta Erechin Daf Tes Zayin, "At Heichon Tachlis Yisurin." To what extent do we say that if these little vicissitudes of life occur to a person, that this is actually considered yisurim, this is suffering, and this is taking away from their punishment in Olam Haba? Rabbi Elazar says, any time where a person has a beged made for them, and it doesn't fit so well. Others say, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, even if they intended to prepare a cup of drink for him, and they used cold water instead of hot water, or hot instead of cold. Marbury Ravina says, if a person wants to put their clothes on, and they see that it's inside out, Rovo, some say Rav Chista, some say Rav Yitzchok say, even if a person puts their hand into their pocket to take out 3 coins, and only 2 coins come out, and you have to put your hand in your pocket again, that is all Mehar Shomayim. This is proclaimed, this is predestined. This is in order that it should be a kapara for a person to wipe the slate that little bit cleaner. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control. But is he in control of every single badger deciding which one goes and which one doesn't? Which animal lives and which animal dies? So we see a number of Rishonim who say that it's only over humans that there is Hashgacha Pratis, that there is personal providence. Amazing concept over here, but over animals there doesn't seem to be. Let's have a look at some of these Rishonim. In number 2, we see the Meiron Avuchim of the Rambam, and he says, "V'ushani amin shashkocho elokis." I believe that divine providence, be'ishi min ha'odom levad, is only on the human species. V'zeh hamin levada hu asher kolin yonei ishov u'mashi asige mitzoveira nimshachachadin. Only to human beings is HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding and rewarding or punishing them in a just way. He called Roch of Mishpot, all of the ways of Hashem are justice, but that's only to humans. Aval Shabale Chaim animals, Vachol Shekain HaSameichim V'Zulasam, all the more so, plant life. Lo Yamin Kalal, says the Rambam, I don't believe Shezeh Ho'el or Nofo Bashkochaboy, this individual leaf, I don't believe it was Hashem who decided that this individual leaf goes down. You see this spider going along, and this spider pounced on this fly and managed to kill it. That's not a gzeira meis Hashem. That's not a decree from Hashem that this spider, it's time to do away with this spider. V'loiza ha'roika she'rokav oisei Reuven hisnoya ad she'nofal al zeh hayitosh. A fellow Reuven is walking in the street, says the Rambam, and some saliva goes out of his mouth, and it goes through the air, you can see it in slow motion, and it goes down onto that mosquito and kills him dead. That's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam. That's not a decree of Hashem. A fish in the sea, you get the picture. A fish in the sea swallowing a particular parasite or a particular worm. That's not Birtzoin Eloiki. That's not with according to Hashem's divine will. So you see, the Rambam over here is limiting the concept of Hashgacha. The concept of providence. Is it just him? Look at the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf, Samach Tes. He says, V'anachnu bali hodas hamitis, we who have true intellect, not like the other spurious claims of the religions of the Umas Ha'olam, and the Fima Sheshomati, Nosim Hashgachos Baruch Hu, Al Kol Minei Bali Chaim Bichlal. There is providence over the animal world in a general sense. As though to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be interested in the actual species in general. Ubamin ha'odom namin kashka chosei Baruch Hu al kol echod ve'echod bifrat. But on humans, it's down to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after the individual. The Ramban in Bereshis Parshas Vayera ki adatim l'man hashay yitzaveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban over here says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. He looks after the world in a general sense. Lishmer haklalim. But then he says in the third line down, Abu Bachasidov, with his pious ones, the ones who he's close to, Yosum Elov Liboiladaso Bifra. Them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after in the finest way. Lishmi Rosi Dovka by Tomid, continually connected to them. As it says in Eoiv, Lo Yigra made Tzaddik Ein of Hashem, does not take his eyes off the Tzaddik. So it seems to say over, and Hine Ein Hashem El Yureyov, Hashem's eye is to those who fear him. And the Sforno says the same thing. The Sforno, this great Italian Rishon who died in 1550, the Radak, Reb David Kimchi from Provence, died in the 1200s. He says at the top of the next column, it seems like a great mavucha, a great deal of confusion over here. And he says, just looking at this top section over here, Kimehem Oimim Kishet Torah for Arya Hakevesh Hakevesh Vadeim Elohem. When a lion pounces on a sheep, some say who Oynish Hanitchov Meil Hashem Yisroch, Hashem is punishing that Shepsela. Yes, but he says Vanachnu Nemad Yesh Gemul VaOynish Lishamni Balechayim BeEisek HaOdom. He says there is an individual punishment for this animal if it impacts on a human being. If a lion comes and pounces on your shepsala. Oh, so then that's different. If he's killing your animal or your chicken, so then Hashem's involved because that involves you. But just some chicken out there, some sheep out there, if they seem to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not personally involved. Of course, you know, they say there's hashkocha of the min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making sure that the species survives. But there'll be sheep, and there'll be spiders, and there'll be flies. Hashem will make sure that all these things will exist, but he's not involved specifically. Just whilst we mentioned about spiders, we know David HaMelech asked why it should be that there are spiders. And a prophet made a nace, and David HaMelech was fleeing from the enemy. They were about to catch up with him, and he dived into a cave, and he hid over there. And then there was an Olympic spider who started spinning a web fast as it could around the entrance to the cave. When David HaMelech's enemies came, So they said, no, he can't have gone in here. We see there's a spider's web. And the friend goes, ah, now I understand. We can't understand your ways, Hashem. You have a reason for everything that you do. I heard once from a Yid, his name was Ziggy Shkadian Rechavot, a distant relative, Zechreinu Levracha, Shvi'a Zechus, of his Neshama. He said, it could be maybe he'd heard when he was a child in Eastern Europe, that's the reason. What is the Jewish icon? What is the semel that if you see this semel, you see this logo anywhere over the world, you know there he is in? It's the Mogen David. What's the Mogen David? David HaMelech had it on his shield. Why? So he had heard that it could be that it's connected to a spider's web over here. This is one of the reasons, yeah? Because it shows he feels like the Shporach is protecting him. He knows it's not to do with his Yiddish biceps or knuckles, or the how swift he is with his swords. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him like he protected him with this spider. Yeah? So this is one of the reasons. There are a few other reasons that are given as well, but this isn't our topic right now. In box number 3, we see that it's not just Rishonim who say that there is no individual providence over animals, but it's also the great Mekubolim, the Ramat, from Moshe Cordovero, from the 1500s, the Ramcha, from Moshe Chaim Lutzato, in the 1700s, and the Sefer, the Shemer Emunim HaKadmoin, Rabbi Harav Irgas. The Shem Emunim HaKadmoin, I tried to find out about it, but the Mekubolim wouldn't tell me. I couldn't find out more about the Shem Emunim HaKadmoin, but it's apparently a very important primary Sefer Kabbalah, which we'll come back to a bit later. So they all seem to say, even the Mekubolim, so it's not just even those who have Teiras Hasoid, and people argue about whether the Rambam did, whether the Rambam didn't, the Ishbitzah, the Beis Yisrael, but all the Mekubolim also say that there is no Hashkocha over the individual animals over here. Now, this isn't the way we're all brought up. We're all brought up, the Chinuch that we have, that even every single leaf, every single mosquito, everything. But here we've got Rishonim and Mekubolim. Okay, let's go weiter. Number 4. Here, we see Acharonim, who say it's not like that at all. And it's interesting, the two Achreinim that I picked over here, there's the Vilna Goyin, in his commentary on the Zohar, the Sefer Yohel Oyer, Daf Kufin and Zayin, and the Pri Ha'aretz, Menachem Mendel Vitebsk, who died in the late 1700s, it's one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem, Menachem Vitebsk, in his Sefer Pri Ha'aretz, in Parshas Bo, they both say, no way, every single leaf, every single bria, every single facet of the entire world all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see what they say. So if we have a look at the excerpt from the Vilna Gaon, 3 words in. Aval HaKoyel Elohim Shoftim, V'Hashgacha, everything is providence. Ki Ein Odom Nekev, just like it says in Chulin Dav Zayin, that a person wouldn't stub their finger unless it's decreed. V'Afilu Tzifra, Kala, less mitzvayed, right? And he brings from Bereishis Rab, we'll see later, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, even a bird will not be captured unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent decrees that this bird should be captured and this bird shouldn't be captured. Ela sha'atzeva hu ha'shliach, ki nigzar al-zeh l'hoshir v'zeh l'honi, sh'leach Hashem yitzbach, sh'zeh yavik v'zeh yimtza. Ve'en oi se neis yivro momoin, o mizeh yifrach ha'momoin. So he says, v'zeh whatever. He says that it's all nature. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's behind nature. Hashem provides himself, Kaviyochel, with a mask. So you don't see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Vilna Gaon gives a moshel of two people. Two people on different sides of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that this one, the behemoth, will go to this one to make sure that he'll get it. And he orchestrates it, that it arrives in the right direction. The apple that you will eat today, possibly. The apple that you will eat had your address on. It was destined for you. The piece of schnitzel you'll have tonight. That chicken, it had your name on. It was destined for you. This is the way that the Vilna Gaon says over here. And the Pri Ha'aretz from Nachum Mendel Vitebsk, the second source over here, 3 words from the end of the top line. V'nei be'emes rochuk me'rishoyin v'yafeg libo naham en hashkochus ha'protim kazu. She'en odom noikev etzboi v'en shum Esev, Yovesh, Venerkar, Ve'etrum Evan Nizrak, Kiyim Bizman of Mokum Horoyaloy. People who are not Yerei Shomayim, the wicked people, they don't understand, they can't relate to this truth. That every single thing that happens is from Hashem. That if a piece of grass dries out, if a stone is thrown, it's exactly at the right place and exactly at the right time. They don't understand it, but really it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything for reasons known to Him. So He wants to say the exact same thing over here. Hashem is intimately and directly involved in all of the individual specific details. So how do we understand this? Some interesting material in box number 5, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rebbe, Zchus Yogan Aleinu. He was actually an expert, they say, in the Meir Nevuchim, a Bokian Kol HaTeira Kula. But even the Meir Nevuchim of the Rambam, his Guide to the Perplexed, most of us read it, we get more perplexed nowadays. We have different issues we're working with. But the Rambam, there are people who are perplexed because of Aristotle, his Shittas, and because of the Teirach Deshul Havdil, the Dasa MS, and the Rambam gave the Meir Nevuchim. Divrei Chaim was an expert in the Meir Nevuchim, a Boki. But he says, the Divrei Chaim, at the beginning of Parshas Miketz, he says, yes, but of course the Rambam, does look, the Chazal don't hold like the Rambam, right? Don't look at that Rambam. He says, don't even look at that Rambam, because the Rambam who says there's only Ashkocha in a general sense for animals, that's not right, that's not like Chazal. And he gives a critique of the Rambam. The Minchas Alozo, the Munkacha, the Heiliger Munkacha, somebody asked him, what Sefer Kabbalah should I learn to help me to understand the Pnimiya Satera? And the Minchas Elozo said, I have a Masera, learn this Sefer, Shemer Munim Hakadmoin. Not the latter Hasidus of the last 150 years or so, but learn the Shemer Munim, the Shemer Munim Hakadmoin. But don't learn the bit at the end. The bit at the end where he goes like the Rambam, don't learn that. What's going on over here? To say that you shouldn't learn a Rishon? If I would tell you there's a Ritva over here, but don't learn it. You call me a Chas V'Shalom, you call me terrible things. Don't learn a Rishon. He's wrong. We don't hold like that. You can say there's a Machloikas, we pass him like the other one. But say don't learn it. And he says, this is my Messiah I have. Don't learn the end of the Shemem when he holds like the Rambam over there. It'll get you, don't do it. So what's going on over here? This isn't the normal approach. So we have a Gro, and we have a Renach Menel Vetech, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, saying there's Ashkocha over everything. But you know what? They don't just make it up. There are sources in Chazal that seem to indicate this. In box number 6, there's Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan ki have a Chazi Sholoch. When Rabbi Yochanan saw a certain type of fish that would dive in, a certain type of bird that would dive in and would be able to take a fish and hunt this fish. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishpotecho tohoim rabo, your justice is even in the great depths. Ki avachozi namolo, when he saw an ant, Omar, he said, Tidkoscho kaharei kale, your righteousness, Hashem, is like the great, awesome, powerful mountains. Everything is with a cheshvan. That sholoch, that bird is getting that fish, even b'tahoyim rabba, even in the depths of the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Ashkocha is over everything. That sounds very much like the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon over here. Rashi says, lohomis hamazumonim lamoves, right? Or lomus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just making sure that the fish died, that fish which was supposed to die. Over the page, we see there's a Bereishis Rabba, which was mentioned beforehand in Parshas Vayishlach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar Berei, have a tamirin b'ma'ar to Yud Gimel Shana. So we know, of course, as the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos tells us, that they were hidden in the cave for 13 years. For Yomi b'Shmado, in a time of where there was a terrible decree against the Jewish people, for Yochin Charuvin Shel Gerudo, and all they had for their diet was these carobs from this place called Geruda, a place near Tveria. Achehele gufan chaludah, it's certain species of carob tree. Achehele gufan chaludah, until their skin was filled with all sorts of discoloration, like a rust. L'soif shleishes reishnin nofik, they came out of the cave. Yosef al taram arat, after 13 years, they sat at the gate of the cave. Chamochat tzayit koim, they saw there was a hunter standing there. V'tzayit tzipoirin, and he was hunting birds. Rabbi Shimon would hear heavenly voices. Omra min Shamaya, dimus, dimus. If they said in Shamayim, you are pardoned, you are pardoned, Pasco, then the bird would escape. It would happily fly away, and the hunter wouldn't manage to get it. But when he heard a heavenly voice, it said, judgment. Then it was captured, and that was it. Omar, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Tzipoyer, a bird, mibalade shamaya lo mitzado. Lo mitzado. If heaven doesn't decree it, it will not be caught. Alachas kama v'kama nefesh baranosh, all the more so a human being. So we see over here, there are sources that seem to indicate the other way. So what's going on over here? Don't have time to go in number 7. There are sources where even the Rishonim that we mentioned, that say that there's only Hashgacha Klalis, even them, there are other places where they say there's Hashgacha Pratis. So I saw a beautiful resolution in the Menachas Oshin in Sichas Al HaMoedim, and this is a very fundamental principle. And he uses this to answer up all of these questions, and this is where I want to get to. This is the conclusion of this great mevucha, of this great discussion, and this great confusion. He says that when we use the word Hashgacha, providence, actually there are three varieties of Hashgacha, there are three aspects of Hashgacha. Three completely different types of Hashgacha. And different types of Hashgacha apply to different things. So the first type of Hashgacha is called the Hashgachas Hayadia. Hashgachas Hayadia means HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and is involved in every single thing that's happening. That applies to everything. He's totally involved, because we say that every single one of us is only here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us. He's sending energy to every single prat of the entire Bria as we speak. HaMachadish B'tuvi B'chol Yom Tomid, every single second, every single moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing this to survive. He's ensuring that this thing endures. So therefore Hashem is involved. It's Hashem who's giving this shefa. He's giving this flow to everything, to every leaf. He is the one who's involved. But that's really a knowledge and an involvement. The next type is Hashgachas HaGemul. HaGemul means reward and punishment. Is Hashem rewarding this badger? Bernie the badger is going to be culled today. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Bernie, you were a very good badger. But then you went bad, and that's why you have to die. Is Hashem rewarding and punishing the various individual badgers? Hashem is involved which one he will give life to, and which one he won't. But it's not a gemul. It's not a reward and a punishment. It's not his fault. It's not his credit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, but he's not rewarding and punishing that. Who is he rewarding and punishing? That is only mankind. Those who are Bane Bechira, those who have free will. We make conscious decisions. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards and Rahman al-Islam punishes based on our decisions. But that only applies to people who have free will. Then there's a special, special Shmira called Hashgachas HaShmira, special providence, Hashgachas HaShmira, where Hashem goes above and beyond possibly what we even deserve. If he has a reason, he will look after a person and providing special protection for people who at that moment give themselves a special closeness to Hashem. Ein Hashem El Yureyov. Hashem's eye is specially to those who fear him, as the famous story with the Briskarov in the Second World War. And he was just saying, Ein Oid Molvadoi, the whole time as he was trying to escape from the Nazis in Mashamon Bezichrom. He went over a bump. He forgot to think about it for an instant. The fan was stopped. They looked inside. He said, Ein Oid Molvadoi, there's nothing else other than Hashem. They looked in his direction. They didn't see him. They said, fine, go on. And he was saved. Ein Hashem and Yureyov, a person develops a special kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at that moment, person is a Yorei Hashem, then there's a special divine providence. That is something which only applies to those who are very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in this way, we have a framework to understand the concept of Hashgacha. Yes, and according to the Menachas Oshin, it's not even a machlokes. Others say it's a machlokes. He won't say it's not even a machlokes. It's not a machlokes. There are different levels of Hashgacha, different aspects of Hashgacha. Hashem is involved in every single thing. This is the Chizuk in our Emunah as we come to the Yom HaDin, a time when we think about our actions, we think about Gemul, Bozeh, Uvabo. So So I hope that this will help us all to be able to focus, to be able to apply ourselves to Avedas Hashem. We should all be Zeicha Be'ez Hashem to be included in this special category of those of Ein Hashem El Yirei of Lam Yachlin Lachastoy, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, those who fear Him, those that are waiting and longing for His Chesed. He sent us all together with the rest of Klal Yisrael.